morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6", weight 245. Kind of broad in the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew he didn't give no lip to Big John. Big Bad John. Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy. And if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came down from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fellow to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day in the bottom of the mine, when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought they'd breathe their last, said John. Through the dust and smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber and let out with a groan, like a giant oak tree just stood there alone. Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John. And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove, and then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above!" And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave, and now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With jacks and timbers they started back down, and then came that rumble way down on the ground. The smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a model stand in front of it. These few words written on that stand: at the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.